Cool. Okay, thanks, Andy. That was the most southern thing ever. Okay, well, I'm really excited about this morning because this is something that I feel like God's been stirring in me for a really long time. So that's good. But first, because we've been like busy for a while, we just want you to talk to the person next to you or a couple of people next to you about one thing that you are hoping for over the next month or so, okay? So try to include people who might be here on their own. One thing you are hoping for over the next month. Go. Okay, do you all want to look this way? Does anyone want to share what they said with the rest of the group? Anyone? Some brave children? Yes. Is this on? Excellent.
To pass the 11 plus.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyone else want to share? Anyone else? Oh, Andy does. You're lovely.
Kids first.
Huh?
Doing kids first.
Any other children? No? Hayley.
I just said I was hoping for some good sleep.
I can imagine. Anyone else? Yes. Go. You are never quiet in meteors, so come on. Do you remember? No. Oh. Okay, anyone else? Andy Hagen?
Dear Sarah, I'm really hoping that this next month you will take me to the cinema, Sarah. So I'm just asking, Sarah, that you take me to the cinema. I'm sorry, Sarah, that I can be lazy and I often don't clean the house, Sarah, and I thank you for when you clean the house, Sarah. The end.
Okay. Well, that was intense. Now, do you think, so if you don't know, Andy is actually my husband. Do you think that he usually talks to me like that?
No,
Judah says no. No, he doesn't. So he was talking a bit like, he was talking to someone he hardly knew, wasn't he? He was saying, sticking to thank you and please and sorry. He was talking like he didn't really know me, and he put on a weird voice, and his body was all weird, okay? He was talking like he didn't have a close relationship with me, whereas actually at home, when we talk to each other, we talk about loads of random, all sorts of stuff, mostly you, less me. But you know what? We can do this exact same thing with God. We can think that our relationship with him has to be something official and that he only wants to know what we have to say if it's really important. But the little stuff we should keep to ourselves because he doesn't want to know because he's really, really busy. Okay, but that is not true. Okay, test, I need a child to tell me. What is prayer? What is prayer? If you know, tell me. I'll come and find you. Nobody knows. Someone knows. A way of communicating
with God.
A way of communicating with God. So it's literally just chatting to God and him communicating back with us. Exactly. Thanks, Ethan. Okay. Now, in our kids group, we call prayer something a little bit different to make it a bit easier for us. Thank you. We call it chat and catch, okay? So both of these things are equally important, but today we only really have time to do the first one. So we're going to be talking about chat, which is essentially exactly what it says. It's chatting. Now, when Jesus came to earth, he showed us prayer in a bit of a different way, because if we've just discovered from Ethan that prayer is talking to God and him talking back to us, then when Jesus was on the earth and he was hanging out with people, when they were talking to him, they were praying. weren't they, yeah? Do you follow? Okay, so they were praying when they were talking to him. Now, with the disciples, do you think that it ever went like this? So they've come downstairs, and they're having their cornflakes. Do you think that they ever went, "Dear Jesus, I really like your sandals today. Amen." Do you think? No, they would have been like, "Hey, Jesus, I love your sandals. What are you having for breakfast? Do you want Weetabix? Do you want cornflakes? What do you want? I didn't sleep very well last night because of that bird on the roof." And they just go on. They just chat about life, wouldn't they? They'd talk silly things like, "What are we going to have for dinner?" They'd probably tell jokes, I bet you. They would also talk about deep stuff, loads of deep stuff. Okay, they'd talk about everything. They just did life with Jesus. Okay, so there's two main things I want us to stick in our heads today about chatting. Okay, number one, can we have the first slide, please? The next slide. Don't be weird. I'm just going to give you a moment with the gifts. Just take them in. There was actually another gif of that dog where there was another dog and the camera was focused on this other dog just being all cool. And then that dog just finds its way in front of the camera and starts doing that. It's amazing. Find it. It was better when I saw it than now. Okay. So, kids, I think, well, can we move on to the next slide, please? I don't want you distracted by the gifts. Okay, great, that's fine. Kids, have you ever noticed how sometimes, oh, I'm all lost again, how sometimes, where is it? Which? Oh, did you take the box off? Oh, great. Okay, I'm just going to put that there. Sorry. Okay. Have you ever noticed how adults sometimes put on a weird voice when they pray? Put your hand up if you've noticed this. You might be an adult and you've noticed this, yeah. Yeah, you might be an adult and you know who you are. You're one of them. Okay? You change your voice when you talk to God. Do you think the disciples did that? Because I don't think they did. We don't need to change who we are, how we speak, the words that we use, we don't need to change any of it for God because he loves us and he wants the real, genuine us, okay? Do you know what else? We don't even need to say, "Dear God," when we're chatting to God. We don't even need to say, "Amen." Amen's kind of useful when you're praying with other people because it tells them when you finished. But when it's just you chatting to God, you don't need to say, "Amen," or "Dear God," okay? He just wants you to chat to him about everything. He's not looking for you to be perfect. He just wants to share life with you. Okay, second point, please. Okay, second point is chat to him about everything. Just like he did with the disciples, probably. Tell him the stupid stuff, the funny stuff. When something went completely wrong, something that's really worrying you, tell him everything. Now, in our family... No, I've just skipped a bit. Okay, one of my heroes, this lady called Rachel Turner, she says something that I found really useful, which is, if it's in your head, he wants to know. If it's in your head, he wants to know. That's all you need to remember, really, from today. And I didn't even make it up myself. So in our family, we talk about all sorts of weird stuff, okay? So we talk about funny stories from our day, match attacks, the texture of our poo. That comes up a lot. What else? Jobs that need doing in our house. Match attacks. We tell jokes. We chat to each other when we're scared and when we're worried. We talk about match attacks. We talk about everything in our family, the silly, the crazy, and the really deep. Okay? And it's just the same with God. We wouldn't want our kids to only tell us the silly things, nor would we want them to only tell us the really deep, serious stuff. We want them to talk to us about everything. And it's exactly the same with God. So for any of you in here now who actually feel a bit disconnected from God, it's just like any other relationship. When you have disconnection, you've just got to start talking. So my encouragement would be any age, any of you, just start chatting about everything. Start sharing every part of you with God. Okay, so we are going to, in a minute, all have a go at this right here, right now. But first, This is one of the things that we covered in our Parenting for Faith course, which was really good. And it was great, actually. I found that most of us as parents grew loads in our relationships with God as well. But I just wanted to get Emma up to chat a little bit about how the chat and catch thing helped her.
Okay, so I found this really inspiring and also quite validating. So I don't know about you, but I definitely had an idea about how we should pray, and particularly around quiet times, you know, like devotional time in the morning, which it's really important, but I always felt like I was pretty rubbish, actually, as a Christian at praying. And I was like, maybe I'm just one of those Christians that likes reading the Bible but doesn't really pray much. Because I had a very narrow definition in my head of what praying in my quiet time should look like. And it just didn't fit it naturally at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because actually what I really like to do is have a cup of tea. And I regarded myself as having a cup of tea with God and just sat there. And I would read a bit and I would be in silence because I quite like silence. But I'd be there and I'd be turning over the things of the day before and the things of today before God. I was basically just chatting about what was going on, just turning it over before him. And then I would sit and just be with him. But actually, I didn't think that was really praying. And that sounds odd, that I didn't think it was praying, but it didn't fit my narrow definition. And this was really encouraging and really validating, because it just showed me very clearly that what I was doing was just being with the Lord. I was engaged in intimacy with him. I was just chatting my day with him. And when I was just sitting there and being and not turning anything over, I was catching from him what he had for me for the day. And that is prayer. All these years of thinking I wasn't really praying, I was just sitting there idling. Actually, I was praying. And it's really easy to just do that, to just be with him, chat my day through, and then just listen and see what he has in response for me. It doesn't involve me sitting or kneeling, really concentrating, trying hard to interact with God, because that's just not the way it is. And also, when I'm turning things over and when I'm actually chatting to God, I'm aware that I can stop doing that because I think he knows it already. Why does he need me to tell him that? Why should I tell him what he knows already? He knows everything about each one of us. But you know what? There are things with my kids, I might know what's gone on, but I love to hear it from them. You know, I know some of the stuff that's happened in Albania because I've heard it on the Albania chat and I've seen the pictures, but it is nothing by comparison to hearing it direct from them. And that's called relationship. I want to hear it direct. And that's the same. God feels that way about us. He wants to hear it direct from us.
Great. Okay, so now we're going to try it. So what we're going to do is you don't have to close your eyes, because again, that's something that we think we need to do, but we don't have to. So if you'd rather keep your eyes open, that's fine. And I'm going to suggest some things that in your head, you are just going to chat to God about right now. Okay, so we're going to get some connection going right now. If you are probably age 1, 2, 3, or 4, or maybe 5, you might not know what I mean by in your head. If you're like, what are you talking about, Sarah? What I want you to do is just cup your hands like this and whisper, okay? That's totally fine as well. So you just whisper into your hands to God. He can hear you just as well as he can hear anyone's chatting in their heads, okay? So remember, this is just you and God. You don't need to tell your neighbor. You can tell them later. Right, so are you ready? So first of all, I want you to chat to God and tell him your favorite color. Okay, now I wanted you to tell God what you hope you're going to get for pudding today. What are you hoping for pudding? Okay, Now tell God, so tell him about someone who sometimes hurts your feelings. Tell him about them and why it hurts. Okay, tell God about the best movie or TV program you've seen recently. Just you and God, you don't have to tell your neighbor. Okay, tell God one thing that makes you really scared. One thing that makes you really scared. Okay, tell God the stinkiest smell you've ever smelt. He wants to know. Okay, and tell God something that you would like to be better at. Something you'd like to be better at. Great. Okay. So that was just a really quick example. But you can do this anytime, any place, wherever, whenever. Okay? Because he's with you wherever you are. And that's just incredible that the God of the universe is with us. Okay? Now, just a reminder, this is half of the story because he also wants to chat back. So sometimes I find it really useful just to ask him a question. So maybe I've chatted to him about something and I might say, what do you think I should do about that? And then I just wait and listen and see how he's going to chat back to me, okay? But if you want any more information about the catch side, I'd love to talk to you, so come and grab me afterwards. But yeah, that's it. It's very straightforward, very simple. I'm hoping it's been helpful that you'll go out and just chat and chat and chat. Because the more you chat and the more you catch from him, the more you know his heart and the more he'll change you and then the people around you. So.